B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey, how are ya?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right. So you're looking for Aaron, is that correct?
Right.
So what happened?
So I went on a date with Aaron, and I'll just get right to it. We met on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh.
Facebook dating or Facebook?
No.
The thing where you buy dressers?
Yes.
Yes.
Did he put himself up as a as an item?
That would have been funny. I was actually selling my daughter's changing table, and he bought it off of me.
Oh,
get out of here.
So, okay. So.
Yeah. You know, that kind of sounds weird, but, like, it was a whole process. Like, I sold it to him. He didn't, like, try to get a better price or anything. Like,
I was going to be like, did he flirt with you just to get a better price? And then was like, I guess I got to take her out now, or?
No, yeah, no. We just started talking, and he asked me out, like, right there.
I'm afraid to sell things on Facebook Marketplace because I always feel like I'm going to get a murderer.
You know,
like, and she's not only meeting up with the people, but you know what? Let's chalk it up to maybe he hasn't called you back, but at least you're alive. Do you really want us to call?
It's true. You're right. Yeah. But we did end up going out. Like, we went out, and I thought we had a good time. I thought it was fun. And now he's not getting back to me.
Yeah.
You know, when we ended the date, I told him that I'd love to do this again. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, it seemed very much like we'd be seeing each other again.
Yeah. So
I'm very confused.
Did anything happen, like, thinking back now during the date that might have turned him off?
No, nothing. Like, I thought of it, and we had great conversations, and we were laughing, like, the whole time. Yeah. And I'm confused, you know?
Yeah.
When someone tells you at the end of the date, yeah, let's do this again, and then they agree.
Right.
I just was left really thinking that we would see each other again. And at this point, I'm mostly just confused. I want to know what happened. How did we get from, yeah, let's do this again, to now I literally haven't heard a word from him.
All right. Well, listen, I'm motivated to make this happen because if we can connect you guys, have you go out again, and you guys met on Facebook Marketplace, that could open a whole new avenue for people who are looking to meet somebody, you know? The whole time I've been going on Facebook dating, I just got to buy a weight set off of somebody and I'll be good. So hang on the phone and we shall give him a call for you next. Okay, Natalie?
All right.
Hello, this is Aaron.
Oh, perfect. Aaron, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain to you really quick why we're calling you, sir? It's for a good reason.
I'm sorry, is this about the TV I'm purchasing later?
About the TV? No, it's not about the... We're calling you from a radio station. And... So, can I explain really quickly? It's a good reason.
Okay.
Okay, so we have an opportunity for you to go on a free date with a girl that you know. It's a girl that you know contacted us, gave us your number, and wanted us to ask you out on her behalf. Now, I'm going to tell you her name, but if you do agree to go on a date with her, then you can pick whatever restaurant you want. You can pick the time, everything, and we will pay for the drinks, the food, everything, just to see if you and this girl hit it off. If you do, it's great. If you don't, hey, you got a free dinner and drinks out of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love free. Say no more. What do I got to do?
Perfect. Wow. Okay, so all you got to do is say yes. So the girl's name is Natalie, and you went out with her before already. She said you had a great time.
Who?
Natalie?
Can you be more specific?
Natalie, you met her on Facebook Marketplace.
How do you not remember a date you went on with Natalie
that
woman?
I'm sorry, that doesn't narrow it down. What did I buy from her?
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, she's just on the phone. Natalie?
Wait a minute. You seriously don't f-ing remember me?
I just need a reminder. Did I buy or sell from you?
Jesus, what the hell are you doing?
You bought, my friend. You bought a changing table for me. You don't remember?
A changing table? Was it a black one?
Okay. You bought multiple.
What is this dude's issue?
Finn, are you real? I'm at a loss for words.
Aaron, how often are you on Facebook Marketplace that you don't remember a girl that you took out?
Pretty much every day. That's how I meet women.
What? Can you please explain, sir?
So, yeah, I'll act like I'm interested in buying stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. And if it's an attractive woman selling it, I'll show up and I'll ask them out.
Okay. You have got to be kidding.
Doesn't Facebook have its own dating thing? Why would you do that?
It does.
You guys, it's a fucking gold mine to find women.
Okay. So, wait. He exhausted Facebook dating, apparently. So,
I thought there was a privacy thing on Marketplace.
Spend your day just like clicking on that you're interested in buying random things?
Or, yeah, you know, I'll buy whatever. Like, I'll buy TVs, bikes, kids' toys. I don't have any kids, even.
Okay.
Gym equipment, whatever.
Okay.
And if it's something I don't need, I'll just sell it on Facebook Marketplace later on for the same price or more than I bought it for. It's a great win-win. It's like a cheat code.
I'm sorry.
You don't even need to say anything else. You used me, okay? Like, this is not right.
What? I'm not an asshole. I don't usually just blow someone off unless there's a good reason. Like, what did you say your name was again?
Her name is Natalie.
Hold on, let me check my phone.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, you have 3 X's by your name. That's not good. Do you smoke?
Oh my god.
I don't even think I want it. No, I don't, okay? No.
Do you smell funny?
All right. Can we, Romero, end this experiment?
What does 3 X's mean?
All right. So I'll put either check marks or X's by a girl's name after a date. 3 X's is the absolute worst. So she has to have something horribly wrong with her.
Okay.
Oh.
You don't remember?
Oh, my God.
You don't even remember who I am. Like, you're such a fucking piece of shit. Okay? Like, I thought we had a good time. We were laughing the whole time.
Wait, you don't even... laughing, that's it.
What do you mean laughing, that's it?
She snorts like a pig when she laughs.
Oh my god, where are we going? What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, it's awful. And then she was one of those girls that laughs at everything. It's really unattractive. I should probably come up with a new system.
Okay. A new symbol for that. Like, forget that I called. You know, you're such a piece of shit. I don't want to see you ever again anyway.
We didn't even ask him. We need to ask him, though.
No. I'm done with this. Yeah.
You don't want to do another? Aaron, would you do a date with Natalie?
I mean, yeah. No. If you guys, I'll do a free meal. Sure, why not? You know, I'll just buy some, like, noise-canceling headphones on Facebook Marketplace.
Or why don't you just go make her laugh at all?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot 96.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.